Oh, wow. Thank you. I want to show it to you. I don't know if I'm going to speak about it, but I do know the thing. I just haven't seen it. Hechel about Shabbal Shem Tov. Right, that's what I'm saying. That's what I meant. I mean, obviously, you. Chutzah mein asecha chutzah. Poisim mechveid achsanya. Just to say the Hechel Baal Shem Tov. V'yu rachamechem is goylelim. It's cold outside, but it's warm in here, right? Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. It's cold outside, but it's warm in here. The Poyschim Bechveit Achsanya, of course, the Baal Shem Tov is a representation for all of us of the love of another Jew. The Avoida of loving by the Chassidim to bring warmth, to warm up another yid to v'yu rachamechem es goylelim. We're here in far people need rachmanis. V'yu rachamechem es goylelim, which means that we daven that there should be mercy for the Jewish people. Befrat, we know achenu kol beis Yisrael. We actually just had an yeshiva last week. We had the last year. We went to the hostage square, and we met the parents of one of the hostages who's still being held hostage. And it's on all of our hearts and our minds to that we can't imagine, and it's so important. To always mention as we were singing together, as I see, sit around in a cold, almost snowing outside, and to have the Olam on a regular Tuesday night, it's not even Tu B'Shvat yet. But a Yom Tov, you know what a Yom Tov is? A Yom Tov is when Yidden, this is a Yom Tov. A Yom Tov is when two Jews get together. What does a Yom Tov do? What do you do in Yom Tov? What do you do in Shabbos? Is Moed? Moed is where there's, where there's Yidden sit together. What's the beauty of Shabbos? What's the beauty of a Shabbos table, of a Yom Tov table in Mir Tashem? You sit with your wife, you sit with your family, no matter how cold it is outside, but it's warm. It's warm inside. And the deeper a person gets, Paislin is all Paislin Bechveit Achsanya. And this is all my, I didn't even say what I want to say yet. Amish, to have a makom, to have a place where people, where Yidden can warm up. Of course, it's not a, what do they say, that it used to be, not in a knocking way, but they say it used to be, they would have the you read the stories, the Ribnitzer Rebbe walking to, I remember my grandfather used to talk about the mikveh, my grandfather, but he was by my chasana, so it's not like, my father was a Holocaust survivor, this is my grandfather, is like a generation before old school of old school. That he used to say stories where they used to be toivel in the mikveh. Yes. I told you, you heard it. I don't break the ice. They'd go in the mikveh. They'd have to be scared that it would freeze up if they went down. There's a story I remember growing up with where they were in the water and it was freezing. And then when it's so cold, even though you break the ice, you go back up and it's already frozen. So you have to be careful. You can't get out. So they'd have to break the ice. They say the story that they, not the story, the cute thing they say is that there they would get freezing on their way to davening and they'd warm up during davening. That's what they would do back in the day. They'd have a haisa. I'm not saying to the exclusion of anyone. There's We're still in the Paiskim B'chveidach Sanya. Now people could say you have a hot mikvah and then you cool off during davening. That's what they say, the chiluk. But to still have a place where it's cold outside, where there's snow, but you could give a yid, you could give someone a hug, you could inside, I tell this in Shalom Bayis, I love talking about Shalom. Habenzin, Levi Chaim, that's where I saw you last. Neshama Shavan Aliyah, Lakewood, usually I'd go visit Levi Chaim. All right, it's Neshama Shavan Aliyah. I tell us in Shalom Bayis all the time. I love talking about Shalom Bayis. I love talking about relationships, which is what we'll get to in a second. But to be machazik each other in a relationship, I say you don't have to be so nice to your wife, right? If you got that sound bite. So you don't have to, he says, you don't have to be so nice to your wife. Satip Shah, being nice to your wife and loving your wife, bepoil in actuality. You could be far away from your wife, and you could feel close to your wife inside your heart. And you could send the love and you feel inside of yourself. Just like the Rabbeinu Shlom, you could have somebody who's not so religious. He doesn't do religious acts. As the tzaddikim say, we wrongfully categorize people as religious and irreligious. Religious, right? Religious, irreligious. We categorize yidden. You could have somebody who feels so close to Hashem. You could have somebody who feels so close. Of course, we're not getting into halachas halacha. We're not getting into avada shulchan aruch. But the pshat is you feel close to somebody. You send love deep down. David, you remember this in Karastir? Me and David Chiprut. We were walking in Karastir. We weren't. Our wives were, his wife was in America, my wife was in Eretz Yisrael. We were walking together. We were talking about how to be a better husband. But he said, okay, right now I could think right now inside of myself. I could connect inside of myself. Right? Again, you can't say it to your wife. Your wife says, I need attention. Oh, at work I connect to you in my heart. Okay, of course. The pshat is, what's the pshat? The pshat is that it's real. You're connecting. When you connect to someone, when there's warmth, when there's a hug for one yid, it's not just about a hug. Oh, he gave me a hug. He didn't give me a hug. He likes me physically. He's warm. A person feels the warmth. When I come over here, I'm being serious, I'm fresh off the plane from Eretz Yisrael. Mama's fresh this morning. And I want to say this. I think I said this the first time I was here. I was sitting over there by the breakfast. I think I said it because I had the same feeling this time also. And the fact that it's snowing, it makes it even extra. I don't even know when I came that first time. But when yidden sit together on a Tuesday night, guys come together to sing, to say V'yu Rachamecha, and to think of our hostage that we have, our representative, Bar Avram Ben Julia, to think of another yid, to think that another yid is going through pain, and I'm thinking of that yid. So we want to say, oh, so are they released? Are they not released? It's not about that. Of course, we want that. Of course, we want that. Of course, we want that. But it's not about that. It's about that I'm thinking of another yid. I'm thinking of my wife. I'm thinking of my friend. I'm thinking of someone. Right, that's the greatest thing that a person can do is you could put yourself, they say that's the pshat, by the way, it's an incredible pshat. It says, Kol ha-mispal ba'ad chaveroi hu nena tchila. Right? Chazal tell us that if you daven, you need money and your friend needs money, and you put yourself aside and you daven for your friend, you're gonna get the money, right? Okay, it's a good trick. It's a good trick, but you gotta really mean it. They say, what's the pshat? What's the pshat? So I saw an incredible pshat. Pashup pshat is stam. It's like a mida, can I get mida type of thing. It's like a nice thing. You're davening, you'll get it. It's like a trick. So I heard a pshat. The pshat is that saras rabim is chetzi nechama. If me and you both have a problem with something, and we're struggling with something, so I'm not struggling alone. We're struggling together. We both need money. So I feel comforted that I'm not the only guy who has credit card debt. But my friend also has credit card debt. I'm not the only one who's struggling financially. My friend, so that's Saras Rabim, Chetzi Nechama. So it's a Nechama that I know we share together in this pain. If I'm willing to daven for you, to be released from your pain, and I'm willing to stand alone. Oh my goodness. Mida keneged mida, the rachamim milamata, as the Goyin says, you want chesed lamala, do chesed lamata. You want warmth from Hashem, you want love from above, you give warmth to somebody else. When you need something and you give that to somebody else, oh my goodness. Yidden sitting together on a Tuesday night. That's what they say. That's the pshat. Because I'm willing to stand alone for you. I'm willing to suffer for you. I'm willing when I'm davening. I'm going to share this. It's a very personal story. I'm not sharing this to say that I'm such a great guy, but I'm sharing this to tell you the depth. We went to Kever Rachel. The yeshiva this year. We went to Kever Rachel in Yud Aleph Cheshvan. On the yard site of Mama Rachel. And I didn't realize, I wouldn't have done it if I would have known. It was packed. It was like Meiron on Lag BaOmer, try and get to the to Reb Shimon. So they had a whole setup. I was very impressed. They had a whole setup where you have to go, you go in a thing, and a guy behind there tapped you. He gave you like 5 seconds to daven and then go. Because if you have everybody sit around by the kever on Yud Aleph Cheshvan on Mama Rachel's yard site, could you imagine people just sitting there and hogging it? So they made I was very impressed. The only chesaron is you only have literally 10 seconds, 15 seconds. So you don't know, right? You have a lot to daven for. You're thinking the whole way, I want to daven for this and I want to daven for this. Baba, when it was my turn, I was like, okay, what am I going to say? What I said was, I said my wife's name. I said, Rivka Basarle, that's my wife's name. And I was so impressed with myself. I told my wife afterwards also. Why was I impressed with myself? Because like they say, I'll tell you why I was impressed with myself. I know I love my wife. But you have that one moment. They say, Kol Shabbat. See what you bring out of me? See what your Rav, the Rabbi Weinreb brings out for everyone? Thank you so much. I know. I'm being serious. I'm Amish. I'm Amish. I come here, I'm right off the flight. I feel so connected to the Rabbeinu Shloilem. I feel so connected to Yidden. I'm sitting I'm hot. I want somebody to turn the heat lower. I'm joking. But I'm saying I'm Amish warm. They say Kol Shebayam. I haven't said this pshat probably since I didn't say the Chetzi Rabim is the Chetzi Tzaras Rabim Chetzi Nechama. They say Kol the Mishnah. I think it's in Kalim. Well, I'll find the Mishnah if somebody wants to see it. Kol Shebayam Tar Chutz. I'm not going to get the Mishnah right. It's all the I learned the Pshat wrong one, so I might say the Pshat and the Mishnah wrong, but you'll hear the Pshat. They say the Mishnah, if someone wants to look it up, I'll find you the Mishnah. It's something like all sea animals, someone knows the Mishnah, all the sea animals I think are Kol Shabiyam Tamei or Tar, and land animals are Tamei when they're dead or something like that. Chutz mi Kelev Yam. Except for I think it's a seal. So even though a seal or a sea lion hangs out in the sea, but the sea lion, when it's in danger, it goes back to the land. So even though it hangs out in the sea and it's in the sea all the time, thank you very much. Even though it's in the sea all the time, but since when it's in danger, it runs to the land. It's not considered a sea animal when it comes to Tum and Tara. That's the Mishnah. Something like that. Says Reb Tzadik, Tzchus HaYagen Aleinu, says Reb Tzadik HaKayin, he says, what's the pshat? You take a yid, comes Yom Kippur, you see a guy, he puts on the white yarmulke, the guy for Yom Kippur, he's connected to the Rabbeinu Shalom. When there's a problem, he runs to the Rabbeinu Shalom, suddenly he's a frum guy. No, because that's the essence of who you are. You don't know who you are on a regular day. You don't know who you are on a regular day. But when it comes a time of crisis, you run to the Rabbeinu Shalom because that's the essence of who you are. Klal Yisrael is ba'achtus. What happens? Le'echad bilvad amad aleinu l'chalei seinu. As the Belzer Rebbe says, that we say in Pesach night, the le'echad bilvad amad Aleinu lechale seinu. What is the problem? The problem is our lack of achdus. That's what destroys us. Hamas doesn't destroy us. The President of the United States, it doesn't matter. Yeah. It's Achdus. It's Klal Yisrael coming to Zaman, sitting together on a Tuesday night in the Heichal Baal Shem Tov. Sitting together. Why? You guys don't have what to do? You're going to come here again tomorrow night? Could be some guys came the night before. It's freezing outside. Because Be'etzim, at the end of the day, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you're a soldier. Doesn't matter if you're a chassid. Doesn't matter if you're a leftist or a right or you're this. You live in Tel Aviv. You live in Bnei Brak. Wherever you live, it doesn't matter. The Yidden, at the end of the day, get together. Kol Shabiyam is Tahar. At the end of the day, Kikarav Elecha Adavramoyd. Come back to my wife, what I said. At the end of the day, you could have this. That's what I was impressed with myself. At the end of the day, I had 10 seconds to daven for something. I could have davened for the hostages. I could have davened for Mashiach. I could have davened for my wife. Because I know that deep down, that's my connection. Deep down, it's that. That's the love. I saw actually from the Rebbe, he said when I was coming in the airport, so he was saying a shtickle hachana for Tu B'Shvat. Then I really just want to share, this is all really, it's so amazing to be here. Mamash, I get such chizik to come, what do they call it? They call it Mori Shtibel? What do they call it? To come over here in this place. Should I tell you why I get chizik? I get chizik because I feel, I know that everybody here is looking for that love and the warmth and the connection. And it's mechazik me. You know why? This week's parasha says, Kol Aschalas Kashas. That's what they say Tu B'Shvat is. Hachana for Tu B'Shvat. Is that we don't give enough credit. The Yetzirah definitely does not want us to give ourselves the credit for doing. I heard this mamash recently. I can't believe I never heard this shot from the cut. They say B'Shem the Kutzker. Very reliable source. Loisasuru acharei levavchem. Rav Moshe has a pshat. Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Kutzker said the same. He says on Parshas Noach. I can show it to you in Drosh Moshe. He says it also. Loisasuru acharei levavchem is that the Yetzahara wants a person after he does. How many times a person goes to Shacharis and he schleps himself after out to Shacharis? He schleps himself, and then the whole time he beats himself up that he didn't have kavana during davening. That's loy sasur achrei levavchem. Don't challenge yourself. Don't, in modern day terms, I don't know if anybody knows, we could maybe talk a little bit about it. Don't gaslight yourself. Don't invalidate yourself. That's the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is the master gaslighter. For all those who are not holding in gaslighting, well, I'll tell you what gaslighting. Gaslighting, basically, without getting so deep, the older generation definitely does not know what gaslighting, and we talk about it all the time. The gaslight is, I abuse you and I abuse you, and then you start complaining, and I say, stop making a big deal out of it. What are you making a big deal? Basically, I'm invalidating everything that you do. Our biggest gaslighter is ourselves, which comes from the Yetzirah. Here, you schlepped yourself out of bed. Here, you came to do this thing. I spoke to a guy, I'm not getting into the details now, recently. He's here. The guy just told me a story that he should publish. Amir Tisham, I'm going to help him, push him to publish it. Benny, where's Benny? Where's Benny Peppers? It wasn't Benny. Benny, wait, help me publish this story. The guy told me a story. Benny, you'll help me publish this story. Benny, this story that I was told about Yom Kippur is a Mesiris Nefesh of a guy, Yom Kippur, and all the Yetzirah chopped on the guy. It's like the guy who drives, again, no one's driving to shul here, but it's the guy who drives to shul and he cries on Yom Kippur. And he says, Rabbanu Shalom, I want to be a better Yid. And then he says, I'm a loser because I drove to shul. The Tzadikim, that story of Aryeh Levin, where the guy came over to him and said Good Shabbos to him. He said hi, and he wasn't wearing his yarmulke. Rabbi Aryeh Levin was a very short man. Shalom Yaakov. Very short man. And he was embarrassed. And he was like, I didn't want to come over to the Rav to say shalom because I'm not wearing my yarmulke. Rabbi Aryeh Levin said to him, I'm very short. I can't see that high. All I see is your heart. That's a tzaddik. That's the Heichal Baal Shem Tov. That's a place, not like, oh, so it's stylish, we have different shapes and sizes, Hasidus has become more popular, and we accept the guys who are, whatever that even means, they're off the derech, and he wears a blue shirt, it's okay that he wears a blue shirt, it's okay he wears a white shirt also. Why is it, right? A blue shirt, he wears a white shirt, he wears this, we're being more makuriv, we're being nicer, is that, we're being nicer. We're focusing on the pnimius, we're focusing on the truth. Klal Yisrael is getting stronger, we're not getting weaker. Klal Yisrael is getting stronger. The love of Yidden to come around together in Lakewood. When I come, I said this last time. I never, right? You come over here, Mamish. I was telling Menachem. Mamish, the growth, the love, the expansion. What Klal Yisrael? The beauty of Klal Yisrael. The love we have for each other that's so deep. The love we have for ourselves. I had this chiddush, I have to share it because it was a fresh chiddush from yesterday, and then I really want to get to the main point that I want to say. This is mamish poischem b'chvayt achsanya. Be good to your wife. Don't just be good to your wife. Don't just be good to your wife externally. Be good to your wife inside your heart. Don't just be good to your friend. And how beautiful is that, right? Isn't it the best thing? I told this to somebody recently. You're in a place. I just flew in an airplane. An airplane's a great place to like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai before he went back in the cave. You could burn up everybody. This guy's this and this guy's that. When you're in a public place, it's very easy to judge people. But I always tell people the best thing to do is, that's very natural to judge negatively people. It's very natural. Very common. That's what we do. I think 80% of our thoughts are negative thoughts. It's very natural. Kimarim haim. We're bitter. Projection. It's not for now. I want to talk more about gaslighting and another pshat. It's not now. We could talk about a lot of these things. But what? Know what the best thing to do is? Send kisses and hugs when you're on the plane afterwards. So good. So you beat up that person. You say, oh, what's that guy has his light on in the plane 4 a.m. while everyone's sleeping, and that guy's learning with his light on. I'm not judging him. He's a beautiful yid. Then you start throwing him kisses. So I say, what a great yid. I don't know what he went through. Oh, this guy. And you start looking around. You look around. And Eretz Yisrael, it's nice. You take a bus, you could do that. Whenever you're in a public place, you're in shul. Especially you're visiting shul. You get uncomfortable, you're in the back. And you judge, that guy did this and that guy. And then you sit back for a second and you say, ah. And that guy is probably a big, big tzaddik. And that guy probably gives so much tzedakah. And that guy is this. That's because that's really the truth. That's really what we're all about. Coming together, mamish, coming together, sitting together. Oh, so that guy with the Yom Kippur, all he was seeing in himself, he was gaslighting himself. All he was seeing, it was a whole Gansa Maisa that on Yom Kippur, crazy, crazy story. He ended up in some wacko place that he had to get out of there with a cab. Yom Kippur night. And he's beating himself up that he had to give the guy money for the cab. Did he do the right thing? I'm like, you're a tzad. Like, imagine a soldier who's in Gaza, who's killing a terrorist, who's there being moiser nefesh and being choshed himself and saying, oi, oh my gosh. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. I heard recently someone told me, he said, you probably know this, from Moshe Leib Sasver said, there's nothing more scary for the Yetzihara, or there's nothing more beautiful, however you want to say it, than a yid who's krechtzing, who's broken. It's like the Kutzker. There's nothing more whole than a broken heart, than a yid who thinks about another yid. They don't even have to know about it. To be able to sit around and say, that guy's a tzaddik, and that guy's this, and that guy's that, it's the most beautiful thing in the world. Oh, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for giving me the chizik. I'm being serious. Thank you for giving me the chizik. I wasn't even, mamish wasn't even, that's what this, and I'll just end off this point, and then I want to share my Iker Nakuda. I'm not going to be that long, maybe not. That, Yafutu mina sechachuta. That's what they said last week's parsha. Bereish Gali, right? The Targum says Bereish Gali, right? Biyad Rama. Ubnei Yisrael yoytzim biyad Rama. So the Targum is Bereish Gali for all the for all people who are into Kabbalistic writings and understand the Torahs of the Arizal and Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So you say Bereish Gali is when the Torah of Reish, of Bereish, the Reish is Reb Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Reb Yitzchak Ben Shlomo, right? I don't know how they get Rav Nachman in there. I'm sure they get Rav Nachman in there as well. I'm not saying that as Leitzanus. I'm saying he's not Reishid Shim, but it's the same thing. What is that? It's the same thing. It's Yafutsu Ma'inasecha Chutz. It's just more love, more Achdus. All the war, if one thing the war, Hashem Yerachem on Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. The Achdus, the fact that in Lakewood, today by Mincha, I don't even know, where did I daven, Yoshua? Where was that? Satmar. Okay, you know what? Zolzayin Satmar. I'll tell you why Zolzayin. Probably, well, now that I hear the stories. After Mincha, they're saying, Esayina El Harim. And I go, what are you doing? You're in Lake, what are you doing? You have to say, you have to add a thing? Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. Lay Echad, the Belzer Rebbe says, the Lay Echad Bilvad Amad Aleinu. You ever heard this chat from me? Lay Echad Bilvad Amad Aleinu L'chal Yisrael. What destroys Klal Yisrael? Not Hamas. Not anything external. When we don't do this. When we don't do this. That's what destroys Klal Yisrael. If there is no enemy inside, the enemy outside can do us no harm. There is no enemy outside when we're the Lay Echad. The lack of Achdus. I think the Belzer Rebbe also said, why you say Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael? Right? You ever in the Siddur, right? What do? You say Yihi Ratzon. There's Yihi Ratzon, Yihi Ratzon, Yihi Ratzon. She's Pasur, Psoris Tavis, and then we say Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. So Frek the Belzer Rebbe, why don't you say Yihi Ratzon She Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael? It doesn't fit. We just do it like that. I think by some chassidim, they do it all as a, they do even Achenu as it's the same thing. You know, by us, we do, the Chazan does Yiratzen, and then we do Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael together. If you daven, anyone in Yerushalayim, you daven in bells, has to be, it's the bells of Rebbe's Pshat. You daven in bells in Yerushalayim, they do it differently than we do it. Why is Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael different? Zak the bells of Rebbe, the same bell, I think it's the same bells of Rebbe who said the Layachad. He says, because what does Yihiratzon mean? Yihiratzon. I pray to Hashem that it should be His will. Zak the Belzer Rebbe, you don't have to say that by Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. You don't have to say it should be Hashem's will that we get together. You know why? Because of course that's Hashem's will. You don't have to say it should be Hashem's will that Tuesday night on a random snowy Tuesday night, I hope we all get together and mechazik each other and sing a niggun together and hug each other and tell each other it's great to see each other. You don't have to say Yiratzen, because that's what the Eibishter, that's all Hashem wants. That's the Yiratzen. And anyone who has children can tell you the worst thing you could see your children, I'm not talking about when they fight when they're little kids. That's cute to see them fight, right? You fought, they fight, especially brothers, boys. The worst thing is when it's a real fight. The worst thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants us to be tzazamin. That's all He wants us. Hisasu v'agida lechem. Right? Yaakov Avinu says, I want to be Magalav. What's the brachas to all the shvatim? Hisasu, just get together. Moshe Rabbeinu and Mitzrayim, what do you do? Let's get together. And the Baal Shem Tov, this Heilige place, is just bringing Yidden together. Okay, almost a half hour intro. That's a long intro. So I'm going to make my point very, very shorter. I don't want to go that much longer than that. There's an incredible Rashi that everybody that stands out. I heard this from my Shver. I didn't hear the Rashi from my Shver, but he would be Madgish. He would emphasize this Rashi. So I'm giving over what was emphasized to me when I was, right, Rabbi Brazil, when I was younger. I just want to share this very, very simple Rashi. Rashi says, "V'nafal mimenu rav." Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, "Reida eibam." Be careful; the nation can't get so close because "V'nafal mimenu rav." Pashup shot means what? "V'nafal mimenu rav." A lot of people are going to get killed. You put up a sign and you say, "Be careful; danger for a lot of people." Zakt Rashi, incredible Rashi. Kol ma sheyipol mehem. Vafilu hu yichidi chashuv lefonai rav. What is Rashi saying? Was it based on a medrash? Yeah, based on a mechilta, I think. What does that mean? V'nafal zakt Rashi. Mamish not pashup shat. Pashup shat in the Chumash is a lot of people are going to suffer. A lot of people are going to get hurt. Zakt Rashi, no. One person is called a lot of people. I was thinking, what's the lesson? One person is called a lot of people? And then I couldn't find the other Rashi. I was looking, I did, Baruch Hashem, I was able to be... to finish the parsha on the plane. It's one of the benefits of flying a little bit. So I finished the parsha. I couldn't find, there's another Rashi that says, Shakul Moshe Rabbeinu. And I was looking just to find it. It's a Rashi says, Moshe and Klal Yisrael. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu is Shakul like all of Klal Yisrael. Now, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a whole pshat in that. But I was thinking like this. And this is really the point that I want to say. The struggle that a lot of people have is we all want to be belonging. We all want to belong. People love belonging. They want to be part of something. It's a very natural thing that you want to be part of something. You don't want to be alone. Nobody wants to be alone. I want to be part of something. The challenge of being part of something is you lose your individuality. When a person's an individual, when he's a yachid, the pshat is, that I can't, right? One of the problems, I've said this many times, with systems, very, very important concept to know. All systems, every system serves the people. The second the people are serving the system destroys itself, and it destroys the person. It goes hand in hand. Every system that's created, every klal that is created, is there to serve the people. The second the klal takes a essence of itself, then it destroys the individual, and the klal itself becomes destructive. The pshat is that a lot of times we want to belong. We want to be part of something. We want to be part of a kihila. We want to be part of a yeshiva. We want to be part of a movement. We want to be part of something, which is incredible. The challenge of being part of something and identifying yourself with a group is you lose your individuality. You lose your individuality. Everybody needs to belong. If you're just standing alone, it's very, 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 very difficult. Very difficult to stand alone. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha asher hoitzeisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Why is it b'lashon yachid? Anoichi Hashem Elokecha asher hoitzeisicha. Because the importance of an individual, v'nafal mimenu rav, is a yachid. Moshe Rabbeinu is shakul of all Klal Yisrael. Think of great people. Think of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Think of the Baal Shem Tov. Think of great people. I always ask, who's Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Rebbe? I don't know. Chazon Ish, the Stipler. I don't know. You ask a gadol. Yeah, see a gadol. Who's his Rebbe? Who's this? What yeshiva is he part of? Reb Chaim Kanievsky. They say the joke. The Chazon Ish, his uncle, would say he learned a different thing. Second Seder, they're saying, what's with Chaimel? He's learning. He's not learning what the yeshiva is learning. The Chazon Ish says, Lazim, don't worry. You're worried about he's not doing what everybody else is doing? He's not doing what everyone else is doing? Great leaders are able to be able to stand alone. And to create and say, I'm not giving it. Now, it's beautiful. Ein ani li mi li. Ukshani la'asmi mani. Your goal cannot be that I'm standing as an individual. The pasuk doesn't say, v'nafal mimenu yachid. You have to be part of the Rav. But Rashi and Pnimiya says, I am part of the group. I am a part of the community. But I stand alone. I'm able to stand alone. I don't have this quote, great, clear, but I've said it many, many times this year. I, Baruch Hashem, it fell into my head. If anyone knows this, there's no one here from now, fresh from yeshiva here, who would know this. Could be someone who listens to the shiurim. But I had this line that mamash fell in my head, and it's this thing. You have to be willing to do it alone. You have to be willing to do it alone. You have to be willing to live as a Avraham, as a Yechidi. Moshe Rabbeinu lived alone. Yosef HaTzadik was in the pit alone. David HaMelech was ostracized, was thrown out of his family. Take any tzaddik, take any great person, and they had to stand alone. Levadoi, Yaakov Avinu. Vayivasa Yaakov Levado. Yaakov wasn't alone? Give me a break. Every gadol, every tzaddik, every leader, every yid, right? There's even a song. It's great. A yid must stand alone. It's true. But you can't do it alone. But you cannot do it alone. You cannot do it alone. You have to be willing. You have to be willing. You have to be willing to say, as Rashi says, afilu hu yichidi. If I'm the only guy who's living like that, be the change you want to see in the world. What's that story of the guy who stood up by the crossroads and he says, oh, you got to live like this, you got to live like this. And there were 50 people there listening to him. You got to live like this. And he's right. And then the next day, there are 25 people. And the next day, there are 10 people. And the next day, there are 5 people. And the next day, he's standing himself saying, you got to live like this. Someone comes over and says, I understood when there are 50 guys sitting there, 100 guys sitting there, you're preaching. But now you're just standing alone. What are you doing? He says, yeah, I'm talking to myself. I don't want to give in. I want to stand strong. I want to be able to stand strong. But you can't do it alone. What do they say? Abba. Haba l'tayr mesayin oisai. Haba l'tayr, in the grammar, it doesn't make sense. Haba l'tayr mesayin oisai. Should be mesayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you. Somebody wants to be tahar, they help him. So they say over, that's what they say over. That's the pshat they say. You, haba l'tayr, I'm willing to stand alone. But mesayin oisai, I need help from everybody else. I need help. I think maybe that's the pshat, that Moshe Rabbeinu is shakal to all of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu? That's the lesson, Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah, you shuckle, can I get all of Klal Yisrael? Because that's how you have to live your life. You have to live your life, be the change you want to see in the world. I think the Kutzker was the one who said it. I think they say from the Kutzker, first I wanted to change the world, then I wanted to change, I couldn't change the world. Then I wanted to change my community, I couldn't change my community. Then I wanted to change my family, I couldn't change my family, I couldn't change my wife. At least I could change myself. And then through that, you change everyone. To be able to stand alone, to be able to do what we have to do. Hashem should help us all. We should be zoicha. Mamish, I feel the chizuk. I feel the chizuk. I really thought, I'm being serious, because of the snow and it's Erev Tu B'Shvat, I thought that maybe I would, I always say that I try and I mean this for real. And Mamish mean this for real. I should be zoicha. I say I try and preach what I practice. Not practice what I try. I try and preach because you have to be able to look. I told the chevra today, some chevra today, I said there are two things I think that are very important in life. Number one is to as best as you can to be honest with yourself. To be honest with yourself. To work on being honest with yourself. Whatever you're struggling with, whatever it is. It's not honest with yourself doesn't mean you're always great. Honest with yourself could be, I'm really lacking in this midah. I really have a problem with this thing. That's sometimes the harder thing, to be honest. Sometimes it's much harder for a person to be honest with himself and his weaknesses and to say, I really, really suffer from this. I really, really, really have difficulty. That's very humbling for a person to say, I really am not good at this. I'm not good at this. I'm not good at this. And then the second thing is then to be able to ask for help. Then for a person to be able to say, you know what? It's okay that I'm not good at it. Let me ask somebody. Because usually the way it works is what I'm not good at, somebody else is very good at. And what somebody else is not good at, I'm good at. And if everyone learns, if we all learn, myself included, it doesn't matter what age you are. Honesty is not like, oh, so when you're 18, you got to learn to be honest with yourself. But when you're 35, you're already honest with yourself. No, it keeps on going. Keeps on going. At least that's my experience in my life. You always have to chazer over to be honest with yourself and more honest with yourself and more honest to constantly be able to ask for help. When you're younger, it's harder. In a certain way, it's easier to ask for help when you're younger because I'm a little kid. When you get older, it's like, I'm asking for help? Why am I asking for help? I got it all figured out. And then you get to be 30, then of course, where am I asking for help? Then you're 40, for sure not. Then when you're 50, 60, It's much, but if you're honest with yourself, and you say that this is what that's, I think, the lesson over here. You're a yachid. Yes, I can make the change. You never know what you... Would you ever imagine, I don't know, when this Morty Stiebels, what's going on over here? Would anybody ever imagine? I know I say the same story with Moshav Matisyo. Moshav Matisyo, anyone who's been there in the West Bank, Moshav Matisyo, a yeshiva Moshav Matisyo. So it's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. It's a good question. It's all siyata d'shmaya. I'm not saying it's not siyata d'shmaya help, but in order for a person to do something, sometimes you have to say, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to be that yachid, and the rabbim will help me. I promise you, the rabbim habal. I promise. I'm not. Who am I to promise? Habal l'tar mesay noisay. Nafal mimenu rav is a yachid. You could become. You don't even know what we don't even know. We can't even imagine what we can become. Hashem should help us all. Thank you for listening. Thank you, your Rav over here, who's a tzaddik, who's humble, who's mamish humble and a tzaddik to help Yidden. And Mashiach, I really believe that Mashiach, we will sing Ani Mamin afterwards. Ani Mamin, we have to be mechazik in the Ani Mamin. Ani Mamin b'muna shlema. Just like someone told me this over, they said that anybody who was in the camps, anybody who was in the Holocaust, if they ever would have imagined that there would be Eretz Yisrael, to imagine the Geula that has happened, Klal Yisrael, to imagine Lakewood to be blowing up in Gashmias, in Ruchnias, in Shefa, in Eretz Yisrael, in Klal Yisrael, to imagine the growth of Klal Yisrael, you would tell somebody in 1905, in 1910, in 1920, they would look at you. That's why people like the Kleisenberger people, the Malachim like the Kleisenberger Rebbe, who built up, who saw 11 children be murdered, and his wife, to build Klal Yisrael to be even greater. Who would imagine? It's from Mamish, may Afela La'ira. So why is it any different over here? Why is it? It's not going to be any, right? This week's parsha, Kanfei Nesharim. It's not so crazy that Klal Yisrael, we're going to have, Mashiach's going to come. This is the dar. This is the dar that Mashiach's going to come. This is the dar. The Arizal said it. This is the dar of Ikfasa, the Ekev, Ikfasa de Mashiach. This is the dar that's going to bring Mashiach. This is the dar. All of our achdus, all of our struggles, all of our pain, all of our suffering, and we're still connected. We're still on fire. Should be zeichet to the Gula Shlema, b'meher b'yameinu. I don't know how it's going to work, right? The Gemara says the Asid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? We're going to have the Batei Midrashis, the Batei Knessias. We should all be zeichet to be in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. It should be built speedily, b'mehera b'yameinu, for us. Thank you so much, really. I thank you very much for coming, for listening, and we should be zeichet to the Gula Shlema very, very quickly. Amen. Yeah. Thank you. Hey. Oh, yeah.